I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But I go back to, Rose made the point that tips changed, that he did sort of, and he made the point, you can't want it more than the players do. Right, that's the key there, and sort of whether it's having those relationships. I mean, who do we have on recently? Was talking about that, Bobby Marks.
Yep,
just talking about for NBA coaches, more than half the battle is your relationship with those players. We were talking about that in relation to Penny and how that in the future we think probably makes him pretty attractive candidate to get one of these NBA coaching jobs because the relationship you have with players. Talked about how it killed David Fizdale. So that once you burn that up in today's league, bro, you're gone. And it doesn't sound like Van Gundy was really ever interested in changing. And maybe he thought, you know what? Because a lot of coaches do this. I'm going to do it my way. Right, and it's going to work if they can just get through, right? Get through that first year with me, see my standards, see what I require. But again, it's just more of a reminder that it's a players' league, and if you're not doing something that they're cool with, and again, we're throwing around having fun, they will quickly make you the reason why they're not doing well. When we know in reality, guys, that organization right now, in terms of the way it's built around Zion with Brandon Ingram, and you're trying to figure that out, both those guys need that ball in their hands. It's probably more of a function of how they're constructed than it is anything else. That said, I don't think you can do Van Gundy style, push, 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 not leave anything up to the players for the most part in today's league. They're gonna if they get a chance and you're underachieving, they're going to run you out of there anytime, every time. Just about.
Yeah, and you know the reports surfaced that Brandon Ingram and Stan Van Gundy had a strained relationship.
Imagine that.
I think it's also
wasn't it him and Dwight at one point. Weirdly?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Remember them?
And I kind of put that more on Dwight, the way he handled that pretty unprofessionally. You know, but I'm not saying Stan Van Gundy's an easy guy to get along with either. It was. Let's be honest. It was a random.
Well, who do you
hire.
Put Marc Gasol, David Fizdale on? Fizdale? Because of how much older Mark was?
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. That's a tough one.
I mean, at some point, if it's your best player.
Right. Onus is on the coach.
If you want to keep that job.
Because guess who gets fired? It ain't the player.
Every time, players league. And that's been the case for a while.
Yeah. It's just true. I mean, it's just true. But like I was saying, like, we all, when Stan Van Gundy got hired, were like, really? Like, that's the guy they're going to try to, you know, reach new heights with there. I mean, is this 1998? You know, it was kind of random.
Right.
Kind of random to begin with. So I did see that they're going to interview a female assistant there and that she apparently has a real shot at the job.
Makes me question David Griffin, who we'd all crowned for his time in Cleveland.
Yep.
You go out there and you make this hire. What you doing?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's all about building around Zion and finding the right coach for him. And here we are a year through the process. You're already having to fire the guy you picked. Like, look, David Griffin, good at what he does for the most part. We give him
Teresa
all the credit.
Teresa Weatherspoon
for,
is who they're going to interview.
Well, good. That's David Griffin. You know, seems like certainly competent GM, but more so, we'd sort of crown him as a good one. That New Orleans would be in good hands with him. And here you are, a year later, having to fire the coach that you hired, basically making him the scapegoat. Even though I get that he was rubbing folks the wrong way, that's not a good look for him either, quite frankly. And so, again, it's from this point on, it's going to be all about pleasing Zion and putting the right things around him. I'm not sure that Brandon Ingram can be one of those things. So a lot of this is going to fall on David Griffin terms of what your plan is for construction of this team might not matter who the coach is.
Yep.
Jason Kidd coming in here, you give him this same roster, it might not look a whole lot better. Get it? Because, again, I think it comes down to, you know, needing ball in your hands. That's Zion. That's Brandon Ingram. Is that going to work together? Now, listen, I tell you, too, that James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, for the most part, a lot of them, you know, you'd say coming into that, well, those guys need the ball in their hands. They're going to figure out a way. And they did. So I'm not saying that Ingram and Zion can't work, but the early results have been pretty nasty.
Yep.
And I don't know that just throwing in a Jason Kidd fixes that. Griffin's going to have to look beyond that. That roster is going to have to be fixed too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think.
We love to see it, don't we?
Oh yeah, I mean, because
we love to see. We got Ja, y'all got Zion, and we love to see y'all underachieving.
It's
in
hard
time
to know.
The Grizzlies are overachieving.
It's hard to know what it would have looked like with Zion here in Memphis. It's impossible to know, but. I think as of right now, you'd say the Grizzlies actually got the better end of the deal, picking two instead of, because they would have picked Zion number one.
Of course they would have.
You know, and then New Orleans would have probably picked.
Zion was cold.
But
it's how long is he going to be that?
Yes, and all the questions that they have in New Orleans with, you know, can he and Brandon Ingram play together, and will it work, and will it lead to winning, and all that stuff.
So we already know Ja affects winning.
Exactly.
Like, can take a group, doesn't even have Jaren Jackson, get you to the playoffs. Like, this guy raises up the level of everybody that's in the room.
Well, like, can you see
you
someday?
You already know that through 2 years.
Like, can you see someday? And I think it kind of goes back.
It was a blessing, frankly, that they ended up with two.
Can you see someday Zion doing what Kevin Durant did last night?
No.
Exactly.
But there's only one KD.
I know, but I'm saying, though, can he put up 49 in an elimination? Like, is he going to be the Giannis of the Western Conference? In that way, looks the part, you know, probably should be awesome.
The Giannis of the Western Conference.
You know, is that going to be Zion's future? And they may not win as much as Giannis and the Bucks have. They may not get to the Western Conference Finals with Zion.
He might have more heart than Giannis right now, though.
Okay.
Just a bigger, bigger
see, today
bo-
is just come
bigger,
in and just take
body.
A giant dump on Giannis day, huh?
You don't question what you saw?
I mean, next
you
to KD, question, of course, but now we're saying
supposed
Zion.
Supposed to be one of the best players in the world, if not the best. And that's what you do? You cower out like that?
Tough
like that?
Crowd. Zion, who's never made a playoffs now, has more heart than friggin' Giannis.
I said he might.
Yeah. He might have.
That man had James Harden on one leg posted up.
The only thing that Zion has on Giannis is a higher blood pressure.
Want to shoot that broke three. Zion will go down there. He knows I'm going to dunk on you. Giannis used to be like that.
I mean, I thought it was a bad night for Giannis. I don't think it was that damn bad. But who? Maybe it was. Maybe it should have been.
All right, Ben Gunning not the only one, right?
Also, Scott Brooks, they could not come to an agreement. They could not come to an agreement on a contract there, and he is now out in Washington. So be interesting to see what they do there. Do they try to like get a coach who can actually help them win now, or they, you know that model of coach? Are they going to go young person and maybe go ahead and trade Bradley Beal to the Grizzlies? You know, maybe that's what ends up happening. So
Chauncey going to get one of these jobs?
He's certainly interviewing.
Kid going to get one of these jobs?
He's certainly interviewing. There's a ton of them. There's a ton of them out there. You know, so Portland, Orlando. These two that open up today, so it'll be fascinating to watch it all play out.
Milwaukee
we'll talk to,
will be
yep,
open.
Yep, it
maybe.
Will. Chris Mannix is going to join us at 125. We'll get his thoughts on all that and more. Brad's going to give you a cash code. Lots more to come. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
ESPN.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's always a good time, always the perfect time to get on over to Topps Barbecue for lunch. They got the pork sandwiches, delicious ribs, those fresh, cooked-to-order, delicious burgers, the brisket. It ain't that did you happen to see that picture of barbecue that this naive gentleman posted? I guess he was in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sad picture.
Some foolishness.
It was a very sad picture. It was a level of dryness that we just simply cannot comprehend. At Topps Barbecue, you know you're always going to get the best. If you post a picture of Topps Barbecue, you're going to go viral for the right reasons. Because it looks delicious. Because it is delicious. Get over to Topps Barbecue today.
Yeah, none of that dried up, overcooked barbecue. It's simply the best barbecue. And we know our barbecue down here in the South. 16 locations. Told you, growing up for me, it was always a Union Avenue location. Dad was bringing those barbecue sandwiches home. Now it's Stage Road for us. They're all over town. Again, 16 locations. You can find them easy. And when you do, it will simply be the best barbecue, best bean slaw that you've had. It's still going that way since 1952. And again, what I didn't know growing up, back when Dad was bringing them home, was about this Fireman Burger. You got to try it, guys. It's the barbecue on top of their fantastic burger. Won't be on the menu at all Tops. You can order it. And corporate has told us, all locations doing the Fireman Burger. Try it. It'll change your life. You can thank us later. Tops Barbecue. See the smoke. Taste that flavor.
Remember how we were talking a couple of days ago about that story from The Athletic about Luka Doncic and the power struggle going on in the front office with that gambling shadow GM?
Shadow GM.
Well, Donnie Nelson has been fired after 23 years as the general manager of Dallas.
So he is the leak.
Perhaps he was.
His camp was the leak.
Well, it's like Chris Wallace knew he was a lame duck, right? Like Chris Wallace knew that he was eventually going to be, replaced in favor of Zach Klein, and maybe that's kind of what was going on with Donnie Nelson, that he knew he wasn't making the decisions anymore, and he had just been with the franchise for so long that he didn't want to embarrass him or humiliate him, but he knew that time was coming, and it came. So that's just one of those sort of fascinating, windows into, management of a superstar. And I'm not sure what Luka thinks about this. I'm sure he doesn't really care about this. He's going to sign that $200 million extension, but in 2 years, 3 years.
If he doesn't like that dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly true. Man. And if he doesn't like his moves, right, if he doesn't like the decisions that he makes, then, yeah, I mean, because, look, all it takes in this day and age, and we've seen it, is a guy saying, I want out. I mean, it happens all the time. James Harden wanted out of Houston. They had no reason to trade him. Why would they trade him? I mean, he was a superstar that, top 5, top 10 player in the NBA. He's a game away from the NBA at the Eastern Conference Finals. They didn't want to trade James Harden. But James Harden was just like, yo, I'm out. I don't want to play here anymore. And eventually, what happened, Jason? They had to trade him.
They had to trade him.
They didn't have a choice. So if one day.
And Luka could be once-in-a-lifetime time, type of talent.
Yeah.
Certainly looks like it so far.
But if Luka says, I'm not playing for the Dallas Mavericks anymore, then in the NBA, he ain't going to play for the Dallas Mavericks anymore.
Well, they'll change and do everything they can possibly to keep, just like Milwaukee did with
right.
Giannis.
Right.
Because with those guys, you don't play with. So if he says, I'm not, okay, what do we do to make you happy? If it's firing this guy or whatever it is, we're going to do everything in our power. Mm-hmm. I figure it's essentially going to end up being the same thing with Ja Morant.
Right. I mean, like, and it's not going to be about, oh, Ja Morant, I don't like Zach Kleiman. It's going to be like, it's going to be about, I don't like what Zach Kleiman has done.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not nothing.
He doesn't have any opinion about Zach Kleiman personally. Like, it's different. Like a coach you might have a personal thing with. You might hate that coach. You may just not get along with him.
Correct.
But a GM or a decision maker like that, it's going to be you're going to evaluate him on the merit of his decisions, right? And if they work out really well, like Cleveland, like LeBron loved David Griffin. We're talking about David Griffin. He loved David Griffin. And in fact, he hated to see him go. Dan Gilbert ended up firing David Griffin, and that's kind of led to sour taste in LeBron's mouth in Cleveland. But he liked David Griffin's moves. So, therefore, LeBron was a happy camper most of the time with David Griffin. But there have been instances in the past where superstars are not satisfied with the moves that are made, and you know they either ask for a trade or they want out or whatever the case may be. And, you know, when you have a superstar to the caliber of Ja Morant, you know, you're sort of always on your heels in that way. Like, you should never – I can't remember who we were talking to. I guess it was maybe Bobby Marks. I can't remember. But you should never rest easy is sort of the way he put it. It's a blessing and a curse because, you know, if you're Oklahoma City right now, right, there's no pressure. You're searching for the next Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. You're compiling, you're tanking, you're losing all these games. You know, you're getting all these assets, and you're in hopes of finding the next Ja Morant or the next superstar for your roster. But eventually, when you find that guy, it goes from being okay, well, we can be on cruise control to, well, now we have to make sure that we maximize this entire thing. And I was listening to Harrington today. I think Jeff brought up Will Barton. And Harrington sort of made it sound like they're a year away from going out and signing somebody like that.
Don't you think so?
Yes, for sure.
That's where we're
now. That does not mean that, oh, just bring everybody back and you know, because I think what you've got.
No, but making a move that you think puts you over the hump.
Well, because you're
not to the hump yet.
You're not right. You're not one player away from the hump.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? You're still. Yeah, I agreed with that.
You're some player development away from
but
the
you
hump
should
of what you've already got.
Do not allow perfection to stand in the way of progress.
If you got a chance to get better, you get better now.
Absolutely. Because
you
got decisions to make
but
on
you
a lot of
these dudes. But you don't mortgage future to get better.
Like somebody was telling me today that the Celtics want Kyle Anderson. I don't know if that's true or not. But if the Celtics want Kyle Anderson, dog, come
but
get
it. It's the trades that ultimately got Donnie Nelson. Porzingis' trade has been a mess. He did Harrison Barnes. That's what it's the resume of trades. Yeah, he drafted Luka, but what he had around him was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with this, we saw it. We're having Kristaps Porzingis get you with where he's at right now. I mean, that's essentially been the death nail. Gave away Harrison Barnes for cap space that was unused. Trade 2 second-round picks for DeLon Wright, only to use more second-rounders, this article says, to get off his contract a year later and acquire J.J. Redick, who didn't play a minute in the playoffs. Like, it's his, you know. The decisions he's made in terms of trades have ultimately killed him. To this point, Kleiman's made good trades other than the Justice Winslow move.
Mm-hmm.
Every other one's looked good.
Yep.
And I know I realized that was Jaws Man and Crowder, but and look, I mean Crowder's. I will say this: he's been a key piece for Phoenix, just in terms of what he brings to the table with them. It's not just toughness; like he'll sit out there, get hot from three. It's not. I don't think he's ever shot a great percentage from three for a season.
Yep.
But he makes you better. There's no question about it. Question is, you keep Jay Crowder. Where does that get you that year?
Right. Exactly.
Right. And Ja Morant was already on his way to developing. Right. Jay unlocked it for him. Was a dog for him, and Ja took it and ran with it. There's no question about it. He was beneficial for Ja and that team for the time that he was here. But man, I tell you what. Just Winslow hadn't done a dang thing.
No, I mean,
but that's one. What he did with Mark, what he did with Mike, it sets you up real nice.
Yes, it does.
Here over the next couple of years with the assets that you've acquired.
Yes, but it's something to watch. It's always something to monitor. Certainly when you got a guy like Ja Morant on your roster and you're coming off a playoff appearance where you took a game off the Jazz. So that's certainly something to keep in mind. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Chris Mannix about all of this, coaching changes, you know, who he thinks might be the guy in Orlando and Portland and New Orleans. Lots to get to with Chris. He's up next. Jason and John, 90.10 FM. Yes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We were trapping in and out. Chris Mannix is a senior writer over at Sports Illustrated. What a busy day it has been in the NBA. What a night it was last night. Let's make Chris the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Chris, all-time performance, obviously, last night from Kevin Durant. But here's my question to you. Does that game say more about Kevin Durant or Giannis?
You know, I think Giannis and, to an equal extent, Mike Budenholzer, the head coach. You know, Durant, that goes on the Durant Mount Rushmore of great games, but we've seen him do great things in the past, most notably the 2017 NBA Finals, where he was a driving force behind Golden State's win over Cleveland that year. So it was remarkable, but we've seen it from Durant on this level before. Giannis had the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, his team is up 16 points. James Harden's out there is basically a decoy, and he was part of a Bucks team, led a Bucks team that fumbled the game away. And in critical moments where he had to make free throws, he couldn't. Where he had to simply catch a pass and dunk it, he didn't. When he had a mismatch against James Harden, he faded away. I mean, these, you know, the low light reel for Giannis in that game five was extensive, and I think that's more a reflection of his failure than anyone's success.
Do you ever see him getting? We've used the phrase killer instinct, and it seems it's more than just that, but it sure does stand out when you watch what KD did, and then you watch Giannis. Is killer instinct something you can acquire and develop, or are you either born with it or you're not?
No, I think you can acquire and develop it. I mean, I think in some ways LeBron did, you know, through the midway point of his career. You know, and I liken the next two games for Giannis to what LeBron went through back in 2011.
That's interesting,
If you remember, you know, LeBron, really actually it was 2012, the 2012 conference finals against Boston, when the Heat were coming off a finals loss to Dallas the year before, and they went down 3-2 in the conference finals against Boston. And LeBron had to go to Boston for game six and play one of the greatest games of his career for Miami to win and eventually win a game seven in that series. If they had gone down to Boston and lost in the playoffs, you know, before a championship in back-to-back years, you know, his legacy might be markedly different in the NBA. So, you know, it's not over. I mean, and look, the Nets are still flawed. You know, Kyrie's not going to play in game six. Harden, I don't imagine that groin is going to be considerably better, you know, for this game. So it might be the Durant show once again. So Giannis will have opportunities, but this is a career-defining couple of games for Giannis. If he goes out in six games, you know, the vultures that have pointed out that he's just a regular season player are going to circle.
You know, you mentioned it. I mean, you got James Harden, you got Kyrie Irving. The news today, of course, about Kawhi Leonard, Mike Conley's dealing with the bum hamstring. So many players in these playoffs have either suffered or had to deal with. Joel Embiid's on a meniscus right now. Do you think, Chris, we're going to look back in, you know, 3, 4, 5 years at this sort of time, and ultimately COVID is going to get blamed for this?
Nah, I mean, if you want to do a deep dive on it, I mean, but I don't know how many people, you know, look at championships and say, well, you know, that one they only won because COVID and, you know, the number of injuries that they had. I mean, I'm certain that in some season over the last 40 years, there has been a season something like this where you've had a whole bunch of guys get injured during the playoffs. I mean, if you want to, you know, look at it a different way, I mean, the Houston Rockets have two championships in large part because Michael Jordan wasn't there for those 2 years. I mean, were those asterisk championships in any way? No, I just think, you know, you really have to want it to kind of, you know, put a mark next to whoever wins a championship. Because it's not like any of these teams are without injury. I mean, yeah, I guess Milwaukee's the least injured team, and they're the one maybe in the most trouble right now. I mean, every other team out there that's still in it has some kind of issue, you know, whether it's Philadelphia or, you know, even Atlanta a little bit with Trae Young's shoulder, and, you know, the Jazz and Clippers have their own serious injuries. I mean, everybody's kind of dealing with something. So, in a way, it levels the playing field to a degree. So, I think that, you know, 5 years from now, hell, we may not even remember who the champion. I don't even know who the champion was 5 years ago. Was it Golden State? I don't know. I mean, it was you know, time moves quickly, and people move on very quickly. I think this year and the issues with it will be quickly forgotten.
Is it as simple, Chris, as it's over, that Utah-Clippers series with Kawhi looking at an ACL injury? And not just this year for them, what you know, the near future, next year, what's that look like if this is really Kawhi and ACL and out for, you know, 8 months, whatever it's going to be?
Well, short term, it significantly hurts the Clippers, no doubt about that. All that being said, you know, no Mike Conley in Game 5. Donovan Mitchell clearly still hampered by the ankle injury. I don't know. I mean, I think the Clippers could still potentially pull it off, but it will take, you know, the same kind of effort and more from Paul George in Game 5 that he had in Game 4. So we'll see what happens there tonight. Long term, it's definitely a bigger issue. I mean, if that's an ACL tear, and that's what, you know, preliminary reports seem to suggest,
yep,
you know, that might kill his entire next season. I mean, you could see Kawhi opt into that contract instead of opt out, and you know, stick it out, rehab for another full year. I mean, those ACL injuries, as we've seen with Klay Thompson and others, you know, if they don't cost you the full season, practically speaking, you know, you don't come back the same player when you come back with the first few months. So this is absolutely a potential franchise altering injury for the Clippers if Kawhi does have a significant ACL tear.
On the other side of that, we got Game 5, Hawks and 76ers tonight. You know, for the first, I guess, three games of that series, I think we were all kind of saying the same things. Like, how is Joel Embiid doing this on a torn meniscus? Like, how he doesn't look like he has one. And then Game 4, you know, that might have been the first time we were like, okay, you can sort of see it catching up to him. Do you think that continues tonight, or do you think we see the Joel Embiid that we saw in Games 1 through 3?
Yeah, honestly, I think Embiid bounces back in this game. He had a terrible Game 4. You know, the second half was brutal, obviously, 0-for-12, and then that final possession where, you know, a fully healthy Joel Embiid would have flushed that pass in the paint, and, you know, he was just kind of drifting in and flicking up a layup. So he's not going to get over that injury anytime soon, but you know, the Sixers play better on their home floor. I think he'll get a jolt of energy. Joel's always engaged with the crowd in these Sixers home games. On top of that, I think Ben Simmons will play a lot better. He didn't play well at all in Game 4. They still had a chance to win at the very end, you know, despite blowing that 18-point lead. So I'm actually expecting the Sixers to win big in this Game 5. Doesn't mean they're going to win the series, because I think Atlanta can go home and win as well. But I am expecting a bounce-back type of game for Embiid. My bigger concern is that this injury is going to make him 75-80% of himself for the rest of the playoffs, and I don't know how you win if you're Philadelphia with Embiid, you know, playing at that type of strength. Once you go up against whether it's Brooklyn or any of the teams in the Western Conference, that's where, to me, it looms larger.
If you were picking it today, Chris, and it's changed for us so much, I mean, at one point, you know, the Clippers are down to Dallas, and they storm back, and they've stormed back in this one, but now Kawhi's gone. So in terms of picking, you know, after LeBron's out, in terms of picking who's going to make the finals, it's sort of changed for us over the last couple of weeks. If you were picking it today, would you say Nets-Phoenix? Would you still, you said the Bucks are still in this, and I agree with you. Who would you pick if you're picking finals today, and is it an easy answer in the West? Do you like the way Phoenix is playing?
I like the way Phoenix is playing, but, I mean, they have had by far the easiest path to get to the conference finals. I mean, you know, they looked like they were in some trouble before Anthony Davis went down. He gets hurt, and all of a sudden, you know, they're back in the ball game there. Then they beat the, you know, artists formerly known as the Nuggets, you know, with that group. And, you know, I mean, the way the Nuggets played was more of an indictment of Portland, I think, than anything that Phoenix did. I mean, the fact that Denver,
well put,
with a mid-season acquisition and, you know, a 30-year-old rookie in the backcourt, you know, you're not going to win a series like that against Chris Paul and Devin Booker. So they're still, in my mind, untested against the top team. And look, I still like Utah. I mean, I think Utah does get through this series. And the more time that goes by, the more time that, you know, obviously Mike Conley has to heal, Donovan Mitchell has to heal. And I've been pretty consistent throughout that I thought the Jazz were the best team in the Western Conference, not just record-wise, but they were the best team. You know, they were equipped this year to get to the NBA Finals. I still believe that. So this is obviously a big break for them, you know, with Kawhi being hurt. But if you know a Jazz Sun series, if that's the way it plays out, I would favor Utah as long as Mike Conley is able to go out and play.
Yeah, of course, talking to Chris Mannix, senior writer for Sports Illustrated here on the show. What's the sort of autopsy on the Stan Van Gundy era in New Orleans?
Well, you know, you heard all season long about issues between Van Gundy and the younger players. Like, Stan, you know, he chafes guys. Like, he runs these two-hour shoot-arounds sometimes. I mean, he's brutal at times with kind of how he deals with younger players. Not to say he can't do it. I mean, he had a lot of success with Jameer Nelson, Dwight Howard, you know, other guys in Orlando, a measure of success in Detroit. But he just didn't find any kind of chemistry with Brandon Ingram and with Zion and with the young guys on that team. Now, you know, I was told it was a mutual decision. Like, Stan realized this wasn't working and, you know, kind of wanted to bail out in a way, just like New Orleans realized it wasn't working and was done with him. But, yeah, it's not like Stan had a complete year to get him, put his imprint on it. I mean, he had a 2-week training camp and, you know, a season with no practice time, which Stan bellyached about a lot during the season. So I don't know that he would have been able to turn around, but it was pretty clear to people in New Orleans that this young team needed a change. Now, they have to be careful here because Zion's going to have his third coach in 3 years, and that's not something you want to do with young guys. So they're going to have to find somebody that makes sense. But it became pretty clear early on that, you know, Stan's, I don't know if his relatability to that roster just wasn't there.
Do you feel like Ingram and Zion can, with the right coach, make that work? Some of us have thought, well, with the way they both need the ball, that's not going to work. Now, we've seen situations where great players that both need the ball have come together. It's worked. I mean, it does in the Nets when they're all together. Does that construction work for you, Chris, Brandon,
yeah,
and Zion?
Yeah, I think it works. I mean, they're both elite scorers, but you need two elite scorers to be successful in today's NBA. And across the league, I mean, Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, to a degree, made it work. Go back even further, Durant and Russell Westbrook made it work at a high level. I mean, it all comes down to their mindset if they, you know, want to be teammates together. And by all indications, they're on good terms. They're good. So, I think that's not really the issue. The issue is going to be for David Griffin and finding a coach that can be there for 5 years and develop those guys and filling in the roster around them, getting shooters around Zion and Ingram to take pressure off them defensively, you know, figuring out the center position there, you know, alongside Zion. How is that going to work? These, to me, are more pressing concerns than any potential chemistry issues with Zion and Brandon Ingram.
I don't think many on draft night would have said, we think John Morant's going to make the playoffs with the Grizzlies before Zion does with the Pelicans, but that is indeed what happened. John Morant made it with the Grizzlies in year two. What's the upshot for the Grizzlies in terms of, all right, you got the taste. You won a game. You won a game in the playoffs against the Jazz. So what should be next for the Memphis Grizzlies in terms of their trajectory here with Ja and the rest of this team?
Well, it's win a series. And you look at the history of young teams, like these experiences like Memphis had are really invaluable. I mean, Oklahoma City, to bring them up again, you go back to 2010 when they were the 8th seed and got, you know, beat up by the Lakers in the first round. I mean, everyone from Durant to Scott Brooks to Westbrook will say that really served as a springboard for them going into next year. They knew what the playoffs were like. They kind of had an understanding of what it would take to succeed, and they were able to build off that. But I would hope that Memphis is able to do a lot of the same things. Now, there are obvious things you want to fill in. More shooting is obviously paramount.
Yep.
With any team in the league. I mean, you want the continued maturation of Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks. I thought it was a travesty that Dylan Brooks didn't get second team all defense. I voted for him for that slot. I mean, I don't understand the thinking there. So, but I think he's got a big upside on both ends of the floor. And, you know, just continue to build slowly. I mean, you've got to add probably, I mean, obviously Jaren Jackson has to stay healthy for an entire season, but you've got to just add pieces around those guys and hope they fit. But, you know, in every possible way, I thought this season was a success for Memphis to get to the playoffs, get a taste of it, and now being able to build off it going forward, that's huge for a young team.
Do you still see something? You led me right to my question, was about Jaren. You know, at one point we're saying, okay, the two pillars are going to be Ja and Jaren, and then Dylan goes out and has a spectacular year. We're putting them as part of the future now. Do you still see something special with Jaren when you watch him? I'm with you that the biggest key for him is staying on the floor, but do you still think you've got a special player potentially in Jaren Jackson?
Yeah, I do, and okay. In the brief the brief time we've seen him and Ja, like, I think there's the potential for dynamic chemistry. I mean, Jaren can do a lot, you know, step out beyond the three-point line as athletic. I mean, he's, that pick-and-roll combination, especially when Jaren is at five, is really, really good. So, I you know, I think it's just key to getting them reps out there on the floor together. I mean, it's been, you know, rocky for Jaren staying out there, and that raises some red flags. I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that go through that early in their career, but you need to see him give you, you know, 75, 80 games in this next season. But if he can stay healthy, I absolutely still see a lot of potential with Jackson. In fact, like, you know, if he's healthy all the way next year, I mean, if you're Memphis, you want to be fighting for that 4-5 slot. You really do. I think they've got enough talent. And with natural development, you should be in contention for one of those upper-tier playoff spots.
Chris, man, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time.
Love your stuff,
thank
Chris.
You.
Thank you.
You got it, guys.
He is Chris Mannix, Sports Illustrated senior writer. Definitely do appreciate his time. Wanted to ask him about the you know, what boxing has become, but I know he was up against it, so definitely do appreciate his time all the same. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Wednesday. Jason and John, 97 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So we've been talking about getting the vaccine versus not getting the vaccine in sports and what that could look like. Again, we don't know whether or not Chris Paul is vaccinated. We, you know, Jalen Rose says he is. Obviously, it's hard to test positive if you are vaccinated.
But it is possible, as we see right here in Shelby County.
But unlikely.
One of the 10 new Deltas, Delta COVID strain.
88% efficacy versus.
Correct.
Even the big bad Delta variant.
But even if you test positive and you've been double dosed, vaccinated,
yes,
still very unlikely you'll have to go to the hospital.
Basically 0% chance.
Yes.
I mean, effectively a 0% chance.
Seriously sick.
Which is all that matters in the end, right? I mean, if you catch a cold, you catch a cold.
I mean, get vaccinated. That's, you know.
But they're certainly trying to get people vaccinated in the NFL. And they've released their updated, the NFL and the NFLPA have released their updated COVID-19 protocols for 2021 in their training camp. Now, remember, you know, this time last year, there was like, all right, everybody had to do this, right? There was no reprieve. Everybody had to follow it. But now, if you're fully vaccinated, here's how it breaks down. No daily testing required. Masks are not required. No physical distancing is required. No quarantine is required if you're exposed to COVID, high-risk exposure. There's no travel restrictions. There's no capacity limits in the weight room. You can eat in the cafeteria with everybody else that's vaccinated. There's no restrictions on marketing or sponsorship opportunities. You can use the sauna. And you can interact with your friends and family during team travel as long as they're vaccinated. Now.
So it means leaving team hotel, whatever that amounts to.
Now, let's do this for non-vaccinated members of the team.
Okay.
Testing is required every single day. Masks are required. You got to remain physically distant. You got to quarantine if you're exposed to COVID. Travel restrictions are in effect. There's capacity limits in the weight room. You have to be physically distanced in the meal room, and you can't eat with your teammates. You can't do any marketing or sponsorship activities. You can't use the sauna, and you can't leave the team hotel to eat in restaurants.
But what the marketing and sponsorship activity? I don't understand that one.
Well, like, you can't do like the equivalent of what a remote would be for us. Like, you can't go do that.
They don't want you around more people, I guess.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. So like your
opportunity to be around folks.
Your Cardinal Caravan or something like that.
Yeah, you don't want them at AutoZone Park.
Like no Sports Authority appearances.
That's not cutting off Aaron Rodgers' State Farm commercial.
His Nike deal still in place, but he can't do appearances and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, so, I understand that.
I mean, you basically can't do a damn thing if you ain't vaccinated.
You're on lockdown.
Makes sense to get it.
Sound like you're going to be by yourself, too.
I would get it because I'd be like, yo, I don't want to go through all this.
Let's speculate. Do y'all think Chris Paul got the thing? I think he didn't get it, but I don't know.
I have no. I mean, I assume that when you if you get COVID, I assume you are not vaccinated because that's what the math would tell you. That
it certainly can happen, as you pointed out.
It
but
can it just, happen, but it's very unlikely.
It's really strange to me that this is sort of occurring.
I mean, if Jalen Rose didn't say what he said, then we probably would all have come in here today saying that Chris Paul is not vaccinated.
And maybe Jalen knows.
Maybe he does. I wish he would have clarified that. Like, I wish he would have said.
No. Greenberg never went back to him with the follow-up question. I just wonder, almost as if you're not a credible source on this, so I'm not going to ask you about it again.
Right.
And Jalen was just saying it off the cuff and assuming, as opposed to he knew it as factual information. And it also feels like, again, because that's gone viral, Jalen's saying that's all over Twitter, that at some point, Somebody addresses that, whether it's Chris Paul, Phoenix Suns, whatever. The fact that it has been a little bit odd to me too.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like it's hard to know, and we'll never know unless Chris Paul decides to tell us, and that's his right. He doesn't have to tell us. He doesn't have to tell anybody that he's vaccinated. Although, like, if I was in the NBA,
it might mean serious news for Cameron Payne. It always comes back to Memphis.
Well, isn't that some opportunity? Yeah.
If I'm Chris Paul, isn't he the head of the NBA PA?
If he's not, still he has been. Yes.
Yeah, I would certainly be beating the drum, man. Get the vaccine, get the benefits. You're protected not just from COVID, but you can get back to your normal life. You don't have to quarantine. You don't have to do all these things. I mean, I guess the NBA can update their protocols for next season. It is entirely possible that he is vaccinated and he did unfortunately contract it, and he's subjected to last year, this past year's COVID protocols. Which like
because we don't think a false positive would have gotten you still in it, right? Can't you go back, take that one over and get that? And that's
how
you
think they'd want that out there.
So it feels like we can almost rule out false positives.
Right? You think so? It's a hell of a thing. Now, I mean, I expect him to be back at some point in the Western Conference Finals, especially because Clippers and Jazz is still going on. But
a couple of more games.
It's an inconvenience. There is no question about that. And if it's an extended absence, it could have real implications on the Phoenix Suns. Absolutely. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Chris Mannix for joining us. Thanks to Mark Giannotto for joining us. You can always hear Giannotto and Jeffrey right here on 99 FM ESPN right after this. Stick around. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis Sports Cash. Listen every weekday at the top of every hour from 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Yep, $11,000 a day. Straight freaking cash. From Memphis' Sports Cash Station. 92.9 FM ESPN. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL.
It's that time of year, and as a landscaper, that can only mean one thing. It's my time to hustle. And with Metro by T-Mobile, me and my brothers now have the extra tools we need to get this gig growing. Metro gave us four lines of unlimited high-speed data for just $25 each. Plus, they threw in four free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can keep in touch no matter where we're mowing and keep the social feed updated. So the whole town knows who's taking charge of these yards.
You work hard. That's why Metro makes switching easy. Right now, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price on unlimited. Just $25 a line for four lines. Plus, get four free Samsung Galaxy phones. All on the T-Mobile network.
I'm Robin, and that's how I rule my day with Metro.
Users greater than 35 gigabytes per month may notice reduced speeds, and Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile. Video streams at 480p, plus device sales tax with eligible port-in and no T-Mobile service in past 180 days. One phone per line, keep four line for promo rate. Additional terms, limited time offer, details at Metro by T-Mobile.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now, and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable. But a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.